So what's the deal with Mayim Achronim? Do you need to do Mayim Achronim? Do you not need to do Mayim Achronim nowadays? So the Gemara in Brachos says that Mayim Achronim is learned out from the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Yisim Kedoshim. Mayim Rishonim is learned out from the beginning of the Pasuk. Mayim Achronim is learned out from the rest of the Pasuk. Sounds like it's a real mitzvah. The Gemara in Chuin, however, on Kuf Hei, learns out Mayim Achronim from and calls it a chova. It says Mayim Achronim is a chova, and the Gemara explained, what does this chova mean? It means that it's a danger issue. That since there was Melech Sodomus, there was this dangerous type of Sodom salt on the food and on people's hands. Therefore, we wash our hands so we don't come to blind ourselves by touching with our hands our eyes and have this Melech Sodomus burn our eyes. Therefore, the Gemara says it's a chova. It's an obligation to make sure you wash Mayim Achronim for these danger purposes. So how do you reconcile these two Gemaras? Is it because of a mitzvah or is it because of this chova? What's going on? So there's a couple of answers. The Torah brings down the Gaonim, who seem to say that the main reason is because of Yisim Kedoshim. It's a Kedusha reason, and therefore, in fact, make a bracha on Mayim Achronim. And that's the main reason for Mayim Achronim, and I guess the Gemara in Chun is just adding on another reason, because of Sakana, but the main reason is Kedusha. Similarly, the Rosh, at least according to the interpretation of the Aruch HaShulchan, learns that it's also Kedusha is the main reason, because we don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim, because we already made a bracha on Mayim Rishonim. But really, Kedusha, that's the reason for Mayim Achronim. However, the Rambam says no. The main reason is because of Melech Sodomus, this salt, Sakana, this danger reason. And in fact, the Rambam seems to imply that it still exists nowadays. Even if we don't have Mayim Melech Sodomus exactly, there are other types of salt which are dangerous. Therefore, we need to wash Mayim Achronim nowadays, but not because of any Kedusha reason, but because of this Melech Sodomus. However, a fourth way to understand this is based on Tosos. Tosos says the main reason is Melech Sodomus, but we don't have Melech Sodomus nowadays. So therefore, there is no such concept. There's no need to wash Mayim Achronim nowadays because Melech Sodomus is the main reason, but it doesn't exist anymore. So how do we pass an halacha ma'isos? If you look at Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Aleph, he says Mayim Achronim is Chova at the beginning of Kuf Pei Aleph, but at the end of Kuf Pei Aleph, he brings the Shita of Tosfos, which says that Mayim Achronim is not applicable b'zman hazeh. So how do we understand this? So interestingly, if you look at the Ramah says that we're knowing like Tosos in the Darkei Moshe. In the Darkei Moshe, he writes that we follow Tosos, which would imply that according to the Minhag Ashkenazim, Mayim Achronim doesn't exist. However, interestingly, in the Ramah, he doesn't bring this down. He's just silent and leaves us to grapple with how to follow the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah explains to us how we paskin. He says that we paskin like, sounds like the Rambam, that there is some type of Melech Sodomus, and therefore we wouldn't need to do Melech Sodomus nowadays, although Shulchan Aruch does bring down the Shita of Tosos. However, the Mishnah Berurah does also note that there is a Gra, a Vilna Gaon, which seems to say that we've told that the reason is because of Kedusha. And according to that Vilna Gaon, we would have to possibly wash with a full kli, with a revius of water, because it takes the same status of Mayim Rishonim. Perhaps we would even need to make a bracha according to that understanding, if not for the explanation of the Rush that we already made it on Mayim Rishonim. However, the Mishnah Berurah also adds something else, that we need to wash Mayim Achronim because of the Mekubalim. The Mekubalim, brought down in the Magen Avram as well, say that there's a Kabbalistic reasons why we wash Mayim Achronim. So we need to wash Mayim Achronim either like the Gaonim that are brought in the Torah, either like the Skra, or like the Rambam, or even if you say like Tosos, that you don't need it nowadays, there's still these Mekubalim who say you should wash Mayim Achronim. The only nafkamin is, what about women? So Beshevet Alevi and the Chuvis Van Hagos, they point out, the women don't need to wash Mayim Achronim nowadays. Why? Because if the whole reason is that we really paskin like Tosos, then no one needs to wash Mayim Achronim bizman hazeh. It's only because of the Mekubalim, who are very machmir on us, that we wash Mayim Achronim for Kabbalistic reasons. But the women never accepted upon themselves this Kabbalah of this Chumrah of washing Mayim Achronim, and therefore women don't have the minhag to wash Mayim Achronim. However, the Chuvis Van Hagos himself already says it's a little bit problematic, especially if we follow the Gra, who says Mayim Achronim is a real important big deal, like now, like the Gaonim said. Similarly, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach brought down in numerous places, was very machmir that women should also wash Mayim Achronim. So women should also try to wash Mayim Achronim if they can.